Meet Dr. Howard, the formulator of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
We all know that what we eat affects every aspect of our health, including our immune system, our circulatory system. It doesn't matter what. That's why I scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. There's hundreds of thousands of chemicals in every fruit and vegetable that are naturally there. And many of those chemicals attribute to the plant's immune system. And what's awesome about it is we get that chemistry in our own immune system. That nutrition that we need is damaged by heat, air, and light. So our processes are done under vacuum, in dark, and cold. And by doing that, we preserve that fresh, whole fruit and vegetable nutrition when you take Balance of Nature. It's all there, just as Mother Nature intended.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Valley Show, because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
Something is going on. Some of us see it. Some of us feel it. It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself. Let me tell you a story. For a very long time, our world has been under the growing influence of a vast transgenerational criminal mafia that was able to rise up to the highest levels of power. We didn't know because they talked and acted just like you and me. We thought we could recognize true criminals by their words and actions, but were deceived by their sophisticated speech, wealth, education, beauty, and power. Through a system of threats, blackmail, and bribery, they would come to occupy the highest levels of power in government, corporations, and education. You may know them as the Deep State or Cabal.
You know, I've played that a few times on the show, and, you know, it's such a true statement. I hope people actually, really, truly, especially after this year, really understand what's going on in America right now. They need to open their eyes and wake up. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I have Uncle Milty today.
Hi.
Hi. And witnessing the coup taking place in America, I'm telling you, we have so much to say in this hour, and I'm going to waste no time in getting to my guest, Kimberly Fletcher, Moms for America. You were there in D.C. yesterday, Kimberly. Kimberly, author, columnist, president and founder of Moms for America, at all of these rallies, marches, you name it. I welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
You
good
bet.
To be here.
Absolutely. Kimberly, what was yesterday like for you being there?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's a loaded question.
Today was a harder day because I had to think about it. It's just everything just, it seems so, I don't know, silent and eerie today after yesterday.
I'll bet.
As we were up on the Capitol, we walked from the White House to the Capitol. We were right up close in the seats, so mm-hmm. we were at the end of the row and the walking row.
Okay.
So there were people that were there probably about 25 minutes before we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, there were already, some of the bike racks were already down in certain places. And so the thousands of people that were showing up after those were already down, they just walked through them. They didn't know, you know, they were like open or whatever. And so, there's the opening up there. Go in there.
Sure. Yeah.
So then they went in and they were up on the porch and they sat on the steps and they were filling all the courtyard. And I mean, a whole chorus of them up on the Capitol steps, you know, chanting mm-hmm. USA and singing the national anthem, and a bunch of moms behind me singing. And we were just live streaming going, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Look at this.
Yeah.
And then my husband texted me like three times, are you safe? Are you safe? Are you safe? And I'm like, what is he talking about? We're
mm-hmm.
fine.
Sure.
So I called him and I said, what's going on? Why are you asking me if I'm safe? And he said, honey, they've breached the Capitol. And I'm like, no, honey, they're just all over the steps.
Right.
Everything is fine. He goes, no, they're inside the Capitol. They're in Nancy Pelosi's chair, which I chuckled a little bit at.
Right.
He said, they're like everywhere. They've taken over the mm-hmm. Capitol. I'm like, what? And then right then my daughter says, Mom, a woman in the house side has been shot. We got to go.
Jeez.
And I was like, what is mm-hmm. even happening right
sure.
now?
Sure. I can't.
It's just crazy.
Well, it's hard to wrap your brain around it because you're seeing it. You're right there. And you're not, I mean, that's mm-hmm. why when they say violent terrorist attack and riot and all the words they're using, Biden coining under siege, You must be kind of laughing at that, going, are you kidding? I was right there, and that was not going on.
I'd have to say laughing was not what we were doing. We
well,
were pretty
yeah.
furious.
Yeah, I'm but sure. I'm
I thought
sure.
if Shepard Smith says, under siege one more time, and of course, you know, we're in D.C., so you get MSNBC
right.
and CNN, you're lucky to find anything decent.
Right. I should probably
and
say incredulous, not
going,
happy.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, how? We're all here in the hotel looking at this going, are you crazy? And this, so you've got, you know, hundreds of thousands, probably over a million people who are here. And we're literally sandwiched together as we're walking down the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as you're going, that there are people that are not us.
Right.
You know, they're,
right.
they're because of the, there was one guy who there's this awesome guy who shows up every time. He's got this beautiful voice and an older gentleman, black man.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this gorgeous soul voice. And he
mm-hmm.
sings all of these songs. He's got his little karaoke machine. And he's there every time we do rallies.
Right.
And as we're walking by, you know, I'm waving to him. And as I'm waving to him, this guy who pretends to be dressed like us, he comes up and he just grabs the guy's microphone and starts to say stuff. And the guy grabs the microphone back and another Trumper beside him says, that's not us. And he goes, I know.
Wow.
So they knew, you know,
yeah.
that there were people who were in the group who were agitators, but there weren't like obvious agitators.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you couldn't see like the BLM or the Antifa. And my daughter was like, where are they? I'm like, oh, it's too cold for them. And then after it was all over and we come back to the hotel, we're like, oh, we know where they were.
Yeah. They were
and
in the group.
I forgot. Yeah. So our security team had, our vice president was working directly with the security team. And she said, Kimberly, they told us, why are you posting everywhere that this is Patriots? And I said, hey, some of us were there. Okay.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, but you don't you remember that our security team told us that they were going to dress like us, infiltrate us, and cause problems? And I'm like, no, you were the one working with the security team.
Right.
So they had it blasted all over their social media platforms that that's what they were going to do. And they
mm-hmm.
did it in December, too, and they said they would identify each other by wearing Trump hats turned backwards.
Interesting.
And so we were able to see them, and we can get their feeds, you know, and the Capitol Police follows this, too, which is why I cannot understand. If they really thought there was going to, we've been telling them for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a million-plus people coming to the Capitol.
Right.
You need to be prepared for this. And, I mean, over and over again, so whoever told them to stand down, whoever told them it wasn't a big deal, I don't know what the heck they were thinking.
Yeah.
And so a friend of mine, Logan, he's a young kid, 20 years old, he was in the right, really close to the front line when they first got there. And he said when they got there, a couple of guys walked forward, pushed the bike racks down, and then ran to the scaffolding and started climbing it. And it was like, hey, let's go. And so a bunch of Trump supporters, who I think were legitimate Trump supporters,
mm-hmm.
they were like, yeah. And then they go in, and they're the ones, you know, who are sitting in Pelosi's chair taking selfies and doing
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
Jeez.
And so they were dumb, okay? It was a dumb idea.
Right.
And climbing the scaffolding, all that stuff. And I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me? All you're doing is giving the media fodder.
Like, mm-hmm.
we don't need to give them any more reasons to make us look like we're the bad guys.
That's so
but at the
true.
Same time, the guy who used the word siege
mm-hmm.
is the same guy who through the whole entire summer, as our cities were burning and businesses were being destroyed and citizens were being attacked, was saying these are just peaceful protests and it's understandable
because they're angry.
Justifiable action.
Because they're angry.
Like,
yeah.
What?
So one is anger. And then, of course, this is considered a terrorist attack. Right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Because we're singing God Bless America
right.
and holding flags and a couple idiots go into the Capitol.
Well, it always just surprises me that people think that Trump protesters are going to fly from all over the country to go to an event where they want the fraud exposed only to what interrupt that fraud being exposed. The
right.
whole result doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't compute.
So, yeah.
And there was one guy, as we were coming back, there were some people going towards the Capitol. I'm like, guys, don't go to the Capitol. That's crazy
right.
stuff going on. And the guy's like, I'm not afraid. And I'm like, no, it's not about that. It's about the way it looks. You know, I don't care what it looks like. I'm like, they're in the Capitol. A woman has been shot. The
mm-hmm.
guy's sitting in Pelosi's chair. And he goes, well, good. And then he said a cuss word. And he goes, oh, sorry, ma'am. I mean,
jeez.
It's normal every day.
Yeah.
Your neighbors, people who are just frustrated. This has been a year-long
yep.
powder keg.
Yep.
And some infiltrator lit a match.
Yep.
And that's what happened.
And they strolled in. They were let in. They didn't bomb it in their way in. They didn't shoot their way in. Nobody, there was not shots being fired. There was one shot. Yeah.
Yeah. There was some glass broken, but I'm like, you know what? Patriots don't break glass.
No.
And they don't attack police officers. And I saw the police, the actual, you know, Patriots who were protecting the police from these nut jobbers who were pretending to be Trump supporters. I mean, you can't say that those people, yes, they were definitely Trump supporters that were doing dumb things. And I straight up said, no patriot behaves that way. That's my mama coming out in me.
Right.
But you can be strong without being stupid.
Yeah.
And going into the Capitol, all that did was any hope that we had. You know, they're already weak in the spine. Give them one little thing to back up, and that's exactly what happened.
There were women that stormed the Capitol during the Kavanaugh thing, and all they said was, good for them, they're protesting, right? That wasn't considered a terrorist attack.
I put that all over my Facebook page.
Yeah.
You want to talk about under siege? They took over the Hart Senate office building. They were accosting senators, going up and down the elevators, stalking the halls to attack them.
Yeah.
They had completely taken over the Supreme Court building, knocked over the bike barricades, went up to the Supreme Court, scratched on the doors. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And that was heralded as protecting
anger.
Women.
Yes.
Really?
They were just standing up for what they believed in. You didn't know? Yes. And now we're considered and demonized, and now they're wanting to take Trump out of office because I think they're very afraid of what he could declassify, of what he could do in the next 13 days. And they're afraid. They're afraid. So they want to do everything they can to try to get him out. They've done everything they can for 4 years to try to get him out. What are your thoughts now, with a couple minutes remaining? What are your thoughts now moving forward? And I'm talking with Kimberly Fletcher, founder of Moms for America.
Well, today has been a really, really rough day. I know that where the answer lies is in our own homes and our own hearts. And that's the reason why Moms for America focuses on promoting liberty in the home through the mothers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard right now for mothers to see any hope. And so we're starting a Healing of America seminar series virtually, and it's going to be online starting next Wednesday.
Oh, good.
And a lot of moms are already signing up looking for something to hold on to.
How do they find it?
I'll tell you, when the cheerleader's depressed, it's pretty bad. But I was just on a confidential call a couple hours ago, and I will tell you, it gave me real hope.
What gave you hope?
Real hope.
Which part? Share some.
There is some serious evidence. The stuff that they have been looking for that they couldn't find has been found. And I think a lot of people are now hearing about Illegate. You're going to hear a lot more about that. And, big stuff is coming out, like
Illegate.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this next 13 days, no wonder they're in a flurry to get him gone right now.
They are in a frenzy. Mm-hmm. They need him gone. They need him. So, I just need him to stop tweeting and just hang tight a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, he was banned, wasn't he? Wasn't he? They took him off Twitter.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
they
true.
Took
he
him off Twitter.
Banned off of all platforms.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just amazing what's been going on. Where can people join what you just talked about for Moms for America?
They can go to momsforamerica.us. Mm-hmm. If you can't find the website today, don't panic. It'll be back up tomorrow. It crashed.
Okay.
So momsforamerica.us, and you can sign up for the Healing of America seminar series. We'll have it up there. You can also go to Facebook.
Excellent.
And we can connect you there, too.
Kimberly Fletcher, thank you. And you're doing an awesome job with Moms for America. It's a huge organization countrywide. You'll want to be a part of this and join Kimberly. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die.
There. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I welcome you because I know there's been a lot of thoughts and feelings for you over the last 24 hours as you're watching this fake, staged, false flag take place to then blame on people that love this country. You're watching all of this take place, and you're wondering, you're seeing this coup happen right in front of your eyes with media cover, full media cover. You don't storm in by taking selfies and stroll along and stop for photos. Okay. There was no storming. There was no rioting. There was no nothing. They were let in. We know this. This is a fact. We've seen the photos. Who, by the way, who leaked those early on? That was strange. Anyway, I always have questions like that too. The guy videotaping with the one security mall cop with them, walking in. They're really no threat, and he's kind of trying to act like they're a threat, but he's walking backwards. But somebody's taking the camera. A very professional cameraman is filming it as they go up the steps, and he's leading them through the building. I mean, come on. If you don't know it's fake by now, please go back and do some research, because it is. It's all over that it's very, very fake. Okay. That's a given. But I woke up this morning. Can I just share this with you? I woke up this morning. I shared this in a local hour that I kept thinking about 4 years ago. We would have had Hillary. We would have the exact same situation we're in today, okay? But we had Trump in, and that was kind of new and different, and we didn't know what to expect, remember? And and so we could have been here 4 years ago. This fight was going to happen one way or another, this fight for the country, because these people were already steeped in power for decades. What's different about yesterday is that they performed a coup right in front of America, with America saying how wonderful it was, with these people in office telling you that it's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's one of the differences. We saw a president be shot right in front of us, Kennedy. It happened in front of us. Now we know a lot more about that event, right? We know it wasn't Harvey Oswald, but all I'm Lee Harvey Oswald. But what I'm saying is we've been through these kinds of events before. This is a little ramped up. But this is the same kind of event,
sure.
Same kind of betrayal to the country. The same people are after this country that were after it back then. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Are you folks permitted to discuss at all or give out information as to why the entire media empire, save for small stations like yourself, are allowed to give a little bit more truth, but the Borg at large around the world, why they have to keep saying the same thing? There is a reason. Are you allowed to discuss that?
Well, yeah, of course. Don't we all the time? I mean, I don't have a script. Milty doesn't have a script. We fly by the seat of our pants. We're looking at this information. We're assessing it. We're giving you.
Yeah, but you do know stuff that you can't say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and who says you can't say it?
All they do is they threaten those that carry the show with taking us off if we go too far.
And who are they? Are you allowed to say who they are?
I would say the lean on the corporations that own the shows, the funders, the sponsors. There are sponsors out there, not mine. I don't choose sponsors that way. But there are people that can lean on somebody enough. Even in my past, I've had local officials or people in federal state government lean so that hopefully I would get taken off the air. But I wasn't.
You mean they, even local politicians, have the power to revoke your license?
Well, they think they do, but obviously they don't because I'm here. So this is why I had to go on my own. But let me answer that.
People are curious about this stuff,
okay.
And you're not allowed to tell them, and it's driving a lot of them nuts.
Let me answer that. I went on my own. If I hadn't have gone on my own, see, when you go on your own and you're your own media component, right? I'm my own now. I own the name. I had to go back and do that a couple years ago, 2.5 years ago, because
I remember that.
Yes.
I remember how much fun it was.
Yes.
You used to do the news, your own version.
Yeah.
But they took you off the air, and I thought that was it.
Well,
but they let you come back on with some new rules and restrictions.
Yeah. New rules and restrictions.
Well, those
less
new rules and restrictions.
Okay.
On.
Less rules.
Like for the national news.
Okay. Less rules. rules and restriction, because I don't have a script. Nobody can lean on me. I don't have somebody telling me what to say, what to look at, what not to talk about right now. There are certain issues.
What about your news? I mean, the news was great. I mean, mm-hmm. It was hilarious.
I used to do a newscast.
You did such a beautiful job.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to take you off air, but I'll talk about this. I've told even Sarah Carter on the off the air, you know, all these people in media right now, you have got to own yourself. Otherwise, you don't have a prayer, because you're at the behest of whoever owns your show. I had to forego salary. I had to forego everything. I had to forego everything in order to be here, to do this. And that's why, and Uncle Milty, this is a huge sacrifice for him. Huge sacrifice of time. Why do you do it?
I do it because I hope that we wake people up.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Do you have a script? Of course not.
No.
We don't have a script. And there are stations that are still owned and are brave enough to put us on. But you're right. When it comes to live radio, because podcasts are getting away with more because they're podcasts, but you have to go find them. Live on the dial radio that we're on right now in multiple states is a whole different animal. Yeah.
I have never, ever in the 7 years I've been doing this radio mm-hmm. thing, been told I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Not a word.
Nope.
No one's ever questioned me about anything mm-hmm. except try to be accurate. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to say things mm-hmm. that are untrue.
Right.
But other than that, there's no subject mm-hmm. that's out of limits.
Yeah. You're going to notice that all of media that's owned are saying the same exact phrasing today.
Exactly.
Because they have to stay on script or they get taken off. And so that's important. You know, I have to be careful. Anytime I talk about Israel, there's a careful component there. The Jesuits, very careful component there. There's all kinds of different areas, to be honest, that you have to be kind of careful, because of those in power do have ways of removing shows that would go too much into too much truth. Tell you the truth. Just being honest. Look, the only reason we're still here after 9 years was because we had the avenue in which to do this, and that was that we were owned. And when I was talking to Rush Limbaugh's brother off the air, we were talking about that very thing. How are you doing this, Kate? Well, I'm personally owned. Oh, that's different. You don't hear about that. That's very rare. So all I'm saying is it's very, very rare. And I was with The Blaze for 3 years, and they didn't tell me what to say. I'd say I got, they would play shows more that they liked. But I mean, you know, they didn't give me the coverage, you know, that if I maybe kind of hit areas that are a little too spicy even for them. But you know me, we're going to talk about everything on this show. We're going to try to, because I don't want limitations at all. And on this, let me tell you, are there 13 days right now where Trump could declassify everything, where Trump could arrest people if he wanted to, where proof could come out enough to cause a lot of problems, let's say, for those in charge? Now, that a lot of that will come from those that are following Q, and a lot comes from people that are looking and saying, why do they want him out so fast? Why not these 13 days? Why is Nancy Pelosi, who has zero authority to do that, why is she calling for this? Because they're scared of what he could do in the next 13 days. That's why. Not because he's dangerous. The claim is that he's dangerous. There's no danger there. They're inventing that. But what could he do? And that's an interesting conversation, because there's many things that could be done in the next 13 days. So you knew that they were going to overplay this. They were going to let these Antifa people dressed as Trump supporters in the building. Of course, other Trump people follow because they didn't know what was going on, because it seemed rather peaceful and nobody was armed. They weren't going in with guns. Okay. Nope. So now Congress acts really scared. But look at it this way. We would have been here 4 years ago. Okay. So this is nothing new. The only difference is they just did a coup in front of us. But what happened out of that? This is the good news. We now can see who's playing for whose team. Word on the street is that Ted Cruz was chastened by the higher ups to not speak in the objections anymore, to not object. Okay. Loeffler, who is now out or going to be out, is flipped last night. Oh, the danger. Oh, the violence. I don't think I can object. See, everybody was leaned on this. Everybody. Look at the favorite people that you have in Congress and the Senate, if you have one. I know it's rare, but if you do believe in somebody, look at those who flipped. Look at Graham. Look at even like all these people that are coming out of the woodwork that you got to see be a total turncoat right in front of your eyes. We would have not had that had we had the Team A, Team B strategy, which is 4 to 8 years of Republican, then 4 to 8 years of Democrat, then back to Republican, then back to Democrat. If it hadn't been for this, we wouldn't have been able to see who in Washington is bought and paid for, and pretty much all of them. See? So there is one good thing that came out of this, because we would have been here 4 years ago with Hillary. So the fight never changed. We still have a fight for this country. They're going after everything, and they're going to do it on steroids.
Yeah.
This year is going to be worse than last year. But, okay. So you still work on your family, you still work on state and local government, you still go ahead just like we did under the 8 years of Obama. He destroyed this country, tried to. We did the same things.
You know what I like is the real open debate they're having about which way do they want to work this? Do they want to change procedures to like get rid of the filibuster, change the rules of the House? Do they want to go that way and set it up for the future?
Yeah.
Or do they want to pass crazy legislation first?
I think they're going to go full throttle. It's kind of like what that removed, disgraced Representative Katie put up on Twitter. And she said, burn it down. Burn it, this country, to the ground. Yeah. We got the trifecta. We're ready. And then she deleted it. I think that's how they feel. I think they feel like going at all angles. They want to add seats to the Supreme Court, possibly Obama. They want to change the Electoral College. See, now they're going to tell you, we don't need to go through that whole darn process. Like Romney was out in the press. We don't need to do all that. Let's just call it for the sake of safety. I mean, what a moron. What a deep stater. And so you get to see all these people in their deep state colors. Now you know, if you ever give a dollar to another party again, you're the stupidest person on earth. If this did not teach you not to give any more money to these political parties, I don't know what else could. They completely just betrayed you. We actually act like football games. We go after the play. How many times do we watch a play to get it right? How many measuring tapes do we take out to make sure that the play is exactly right? And we can't even verify an election? The results to an election that over 50% of our country thought was fraudulent? They didn't think that because of nothing, because the mainstream news kept telling you it wasn't. So all I'm saying is, look, if you ever support the parties again, there's a problem. There's a problem with your thinking. The parties are not going to pull you out of this. They just showed the colors. Sorry. It's the truth. And if you're still defending the parties, what's your problem? Literally, what is your problem? Do you not see what just took place? They tried to take fraud and make it righteous and make it good.
Yep.
You guys. They tried to say it was America and the Republic.
Yeah.
What?
Just a little bit of fraud.
Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My country, 'tis thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee I see.
Happy to be with you, and I've got Uncle Milty here. In fact, I go over to Balance of Nature. I'll tell you, the COVID-19, and we could talk about this probably in the next hour, but the new plan for food shortages and the food supply with COVID-19 is a very interesting story, to use COVID-19 to do some things with the food supply. Our food supply is a problem, a huge, huge problem, and it's not giving you much for your health. So you think you're eating a salad and you think I made a good choice today, but the salad isn't the nutrients that you thought it was, or it isn't what it was 100 years ago. We need a supplement in our body now to supplement the food supply that we have, the horrific food supply. Balance of Nature has it all. It's got all those vitamins and minerals, all those things. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature and order up. If you really want to make a change for health, this is what you need to do. Go to Balance of Nature, put in the code Kate. You'll get 35% off and free shipping, but you better be doing something for your body, something nutrients-wise. And I would actually go with more having it stocked up in your house. I would. It's 31 fruits and vegetables a day, and it really can make a difference in your life. And you're going to start noticing, wow, when you have all the right nutrients, your body actually can start to shed the weight. It can actually do things with blood sugar that couldn't come about because of the diet we have. I'm telling you, this is a great way to do it. Balance of Nature is an amazing supplement. You will love it. I do, and so does Uncle Multi. So,
yes, I do.
So a couple of things I just wanted to talk about. I talked today, I put up a meme on the Facebook page, Kate Daly Show page, about Amerizuela. We have Amerizuela. And so when I say that, you know, I kind of look at Independence Day as kind of gone. Are we going to celebrate January 6th as Dependence Day now? Because this is truly, we have entered a new level of dependency on government and love for government. But it reminds me of something I wanted to share with you. Over the Christmas break, I was watching the show The Crown that goes over the whole history of the royals. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they do it in like a story form with actors and it's like a mini series. Okay. There's seasons of it. There's four seasons of it, I think. And they were talking about Queen Elizabeth. They don't show all the real stuff, but they show some of it. Okay. They show how, what kind of, like, she was kind of an idiot. She didn't really know anything because she was only schooled in certain things and not others. But anyway, so how, one thing that came across to me was how they felt about themselves in their royalty. They really did all focus on the crown and their role in society. That was really, if you look back at mankind, it's really made up. Okay? It's made up. But the one thing I remember about watching this series that stuck with me is the fact that, look, they didn't know whether to show the true them or not, because they kept getting told that people wanted to see the real them. So they shot a documentary, if you guys remember this, back, I think, in the 70s, that showed the real them at barbecuing. It was kind of like, these people even barbecue like you, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the public didn't like it. They didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. There was a lot of backlash. Because they were talking about being poor and having to sell a jet or having to sell a yacht, you know, and it backfired on them. And so there was a comment made that we like the illusion. We're really into the illusion. But the question is, why do we like that illusion? We do the same thing here in America. We know, everybody knows that these people get rich when they go into office and that they're complete, total government whores. Okay. We realize that, right? But there's so many people, I just call them golden retrievers. They're like, tell me something fun. Tell me something fun. Okay. So they want to see it as altruistic and wonderful and good. And these people are going there with the right idea. And they just, those darn Democrats, they just made it so that they couldn't do anything. We like the illusion here in America too. But why? Why are we so stuck on the illusion? Why does the reality scare us so much? Why is that?
I, people are weird.
People are weird.
Look at it this way. Uh-huh. I remember years and years ago, decades ago, when all of a sudden people involved in lawsuits started getting lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to
you didn't do
and
that.
And all of a sudden somebody gets a couple million bucks for getting burned by a cup of coffee.
Yeah. 2 million.
And
yeah.
What happened after that was very simple. From that point forward, anyone on a jury said, boy, if I'm ever in a lawsuit, I hope I get a windfall like that. And every jury started making those large, large awards. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with
it's
what we're talking about.
It's a self-serving avenue that they find. And they don't want you to see the reality of it, because then you won't go along. And so the royal family was always scared that people would see them for who they were, and then they wouldn't get the money anymore.
Right.
They wouldn't get the fame, the accolades, the castles. And they were really afraid of that for a very long time, right? Because they really don't have much voice in anything.
Nope.
There's nothing there. It's hollow. They were worried about people seeing the hollowness of it. Right now, these deep staters, these people that, these globalists that are taking over our government, they're hollow on the inside. And if we can start to really see that, they have weaknesses too. They have weaknesses.
Yep.
Otherwise, they would have done this 50 years ago. So there are weaknesses there. And so we need to get a lot smarter in dealing with them. It's like we're in a football game, right? Patriots versus the Steelers, but they just showed up in the exosuits for the military. You know, they showed up with all this extra armor on to win the game, and now we're feeling defeated. Like, how are we ever going to win this game now because these people just showed up in this gear? Well, I'll tell you, when we're smart, when we start, what did they do? Let me put it this way. What did they do to strategize taking over America? They came out with Agenda 21. What did Agenda 21 do? It took America into small bits, cities, counties. They went there first, right? And they started really taking over the counties and cities. And when you take over the counties and cities, I know my own is co-opted. When you take those over and you start giving them direct Fed money and lines of cash, like what you were talking about, Uncle Milty, and they figure out that this is a paycheck and they figure out that they can do these things, well, there are the strings attached. So now they're bought and paid for, the cities and counties in America. So what do? To get the country back, we go back to the cities and counties and clip those strings. Because when you clip those strings, they don't have as much power, right? So one of the first things we have to do is start strategizing the same way they did and using what they did against them. And so mayors, we're going to have to elect mayors and city council people that will say no to the strings, because what is their reasoning? Their reasoning is, because it always starts local and then goes bigger. Mm-hmm. Their reasoning is, well, they've always done it this way. Honey, no, they haven't. It's a little thing called America and a constitution. No, they haven't. Just because somebody robs a bank and leaves the door open doesn't mean you get to rob it too. So if we can bust the illusion of these people, because they are not all powerful Oz, there is a curtain there. And they're worried. They're so worried they're trying to feed it to the press today to get Trump out of office for the next 13 days, right? Why are they so worried about 13 days? Why? Ask yourself that. Are there still things that can be done? It's not over yet. It isn't over. I'm sorry, but it's really not over yet. These people have weaknesses and they're hollow.
They do have weaknesses and weird stuff happens.
Yep.
Why today, today,
uh-huh.
out of all the time that's gone by, has Vernon Jones announced that he's going to switch parties to the GOP?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason
I know.
For that.
There's no rhyme or reason for McConnell's wife to resign from the Transportation Department. There are so many things going on today that don't make any sense at all. All the news outlets are parroting Zuckerberg. Why? He's just the owner of Facebook, or the face of Facebook, I should say, because he was owned a long time ago. But why him? Why are they doing all of these things? Why are they instructed to do all of this? If 50 to 85% of the country knew there was fraud, but the mainstream media was never selling you that idea, they were selling you anything but that. Newspapers were coming out saying it was the most fair election of our day, right? In history. Biden got the most votes in history. It obviously didn't work if 50 to 85% of the country doesn't believe it. That tells me there's so many cracks in the armor and people are starting to figure it out because they've been overplaying their hand for so long now. That even with the COVID thing, people are starting to go, oh, it's a cold virus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a mask for a cold virus. I'm going to take a vaccine, a guinea pig vaccine for a cold virus. So when people start to see that you can shoot holes through all of this, they're scared. They're nervous. That's why they keep overplaying. That's why they overplayed the coup. They overplayed the fraud. They didn't even have Biden go and even gather a crowd. That to me tells me, number one, yeah, they think they can get away with it, but two, they're desperate, right? There's a desperation there as well that people don't see.
Yep.
So I guess what I'm trying to say too is, for all of those that doubted who Trump was, we'll see in the next 13 days what happens. At the end of those 13 days, If evidence hasn't come out, if there's not anything major that happens, well, then either he was used as a pawn in their plan to get us all fighting and get us to this divisive state, or he was in on it. So I'm looking at all angles right now, because the next 13 days are really important to see, okay, you have nothing to lose. What are you going to do for the people that they need to see? What are you going to do? So the next 13 days, I think, are very telling, to tell you the truth.
I think what do you think? Too. No, I think you're absolutely right. I think if he does nothing now except disappear, then it was all
orchestrated. It was all orchestrated from the very beginning.
Yep.
We've had many shows on this, that this could be a possibility. Have we not?
Absolutely.
But my gut always said that he was in it for the right reasons. And was he used as a pawn? I think the question was, how much was he part of it or not? And my gut feel is that he was actually used as a pawn more than anything else.
Really? I don't know about that. And the main reason is because so many people seem to believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at this period of time, this 4-year period of time since his election, people have been more skeptical of government than ever before, and yet in his case, not.
Yeah, yeah.
Very that surprises me.
Yeah. This has been a tough one, because I've told you over the last 4 years that this has been the hardest thing for me, because it's strange. The whole thing is very strange. We've always known they own the presidencies, but the way they act toward him can either be very orchestrated, or it can be, oh my gosh, we got somebody and we thought we could control, but we couldn't, right?
Yeah. But why the hatred?
Yeah. They want to demonize him. They want to destroy him. And now there's certain people in the press talking about the fact that Pence, of course, Pence being the little traitor, but Pence and Pelosi and all these guys wanting to absolutely like go after him, arrest him on criminal charges, the whole thing, when there's nothing criminal that he's done.
Right. If they could, they'd put him in prison.
Yeah. So it's very, very sickening. So I have to look at his career. And if you look at the last 4 years, there were some very good things that came out, and a lot of exposure of criminality. And that's a very good thing. I'm really glad that at least that came to the forefront. The coup demonstrated should show us all that the parties act as one behind the scenes. Please do not help those parties anymore. Do not further their power. You know, the stupid people of America that blindly follow mainstream, never question it, and follow the Democrats along on their road of a woman, amen, nonsense, trivial, disgusting, evil things that they want to do. There's no hope for that group. But the majority of the country right now, please don't support these parties. I'd like to see the parties destroyed, because then we'll have maybe multiple people come up, rather than the party, you know, says yes to this person, no to this person, and control who gets elected and who doesn't. Because I'm standing here after all these years, even a conservative state that I'm in, and I have less freedom than I did 20 years ago because of my conservative base.
Yep.
If we don't get that memo, there's something wrong with us. I consider myself a patriot first and foremost, not a corporate party lover. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so many things today, but I do want to say, yes, Pence wore a blue tie yesterday. People were commenting on that. I thought that was kind of funny, kind of ironic. Pence is an interesting cat. I've never trusted Pence. All the people that so threw this fraud of election under the bus and said nothing there, folks, don't look here, that you thought you could trust. I know people are feeling betrayed today. You have every right to feel that way. So feel that way. I'm not telling you not to. We just gotta start working towards what we're gonna do now. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls in the next hour. So I want you to sound off. I want to hear from you. We'll be hearing from you in the next hour. 888-673-1450. Be right back. KateDalyRadio.com for the podcast.